From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, everyone gets an NFT, FTX, and stocks. And is Bitcoin going lower? That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. Another exciting day. Elections, primary elections in five states. Which ones are you most looking forward to? I mean, obviously, you're not going to write me right after the show and tell me which ones you are, but, or you might. Let me know, Matthew@decrypt.co. I'm looking at Texas and Georgia, obviously, and also the governor's race. Well, obviously, the governor's race in Georgia, but also the governor's race and the primary in Arkansas. All in all, it's going to be an exciting day, exciting day. But now let's see if it's an exciting day in the crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We have Bitcoin sitting at $28,974, down 4.3% in 24. Ethereum's at $1,330, down 6.2%. Tether's number 3, USDC is number 4, and Binance is at 316, down 3.9%. Rounding off the top 10, we have XRP, BUSD, ADA, Solana, and Doge. Total market cap, we're at $1.23 trillion. A BTC dominance of 44.6% and an ETH dominance of 18.9%. And now it's time for coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is MINA, MINA Protocol. Ticker MINA. Its price is 97.9 cents. It's down 5% in 24. Its market cap is 504 million. Fully diluted market cap is 810.2 million. The all-time high for MINA was 1 year ago at $9.91. It's down 90% since then. Its all-time low was 12 days ago at 82.2 cents. So actually, it might be a good time to buy, right? Obviously, this is not financial advice. You can buy MINA on Binance, Gate.io, Kraken, Coinbase, and Coinless Pro. So what is MINA? I think I had MINA on the show. I was trying to find it in my show notes, but it would have been over a year ago. And so I did find a couple episodes, one in April and one on March 25th. So if you guys want to hear those episodes that says something about MINA, check it out. So what is MINA? MINA Protocol is a minimal blockchain built to curtail computational requirements in order to run dApps more efficiently. MINA has been described as the world's lightest blockchain since its size is designed to remain constant despite growth in usage. Furthermore, it remains balanced in terms of security and decentralization. The project was rebranded from CODA Protocol to MINA in October of 2020. Anyway, that's MINA. Ticker MINA and ranked number 87 on CoinMarketCap. And I bet you can never guess what is next. It is headlines. The DeFi-focused startup Common has raised $20 million in its latest funding round. With Spark Capital, Polychain, Jump, Winter, Mute, BitDAO, and others participating. Common's new funds will go toward the further development and decentralization of its platform, also known as Commonwealth, which aims to become the ultimate community management platform for DAOs. The platform has already over 60,000 active users across more than 700 decentralized communities, and it has projects like Axie Infinity, Near, Solana, BitDAO, and Polygon. A year ago, Common raised $3.2 million in a round led by Dragonfly Capital and Parify Capital, as well as our now good friend Do Kwon being one of the angel investors. Speaking of Do Kwon, after hundreds of thousands of investors fell victim to the collapse of Terra stablecoin and its sister token Luna, South Korean financial authorities are planning to enhance monitoring of local crypto exchanges and introduce legal safeguards in the industry, says the Korean Times. Representative Sung Il-jong says, "We need to make exchanges play their proper role, and toward that end, it is critical for watchdogs to supervise them thoroughly. When exchanges violate rules, they should be held legally responsible to ensure that the market functions well without any troubles." Founding managing partner and CIO at Guggenheim Partners, Scott Minard, is betting on the Bitcoin price again. This time he's saying that we're not even close to the bottom. Guggenheim Partners currently holds more than $323 billion in assets under management. In an interview with CNBC's Squawk Box on Monday, the Guggenheim CIO said that the current dip could bottom out at around $8,000. He said, in quote, "When you break below $30,000 consistently, $8,000 is the ultimate bottom. So I think we have a lot more room to the downside, especially with the Fed being restrictive." He compared the current speculative gold rush to the internet bubble and added, "I don't think we've seen a dominant player in crypto yet. What would you do if Bitcoin hits 8K? I can tell you, for me, I'm going to be buying it up." In the derp headline of the day, the IMF had to make a statement on stablecoins, unbacked stablecoins, saying that unbacked stablecoins risk blowing up in your face. And I'm assuming that they got that data because unbacked stablecoins have been blowing up in people's faces for quite a while now. FTX has reportedly kicked off acquisition talks with at least three broker startups, according to a report citing unnamed sources. And so far, FTX has not commented on this. So this is just going to say allegedly. We'll just call this allegedly. FTX has been speaking with Webull, Public.com, and Apex Clearing, the sources told CNBC. If the reports are true, it could be a sign that FTX is making another serious push into stock trading. Who's going to Top Shots? Well, Magic Johnson is going to Top Shots with his new NFT collection called The Anthology Magic Johnson. The collection will drop June 7th and be comprised of 1,600 NFT packs that include moments from Magic Johnson's career. Each pack will cost $399. On the same note, eBay is aping into NFTs, and they're going to launch their first NFT with hockey legend Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky, if you don't know, played 20 seasons in the NHL, spanning three decades, running four Stanley Cups, and is considered by many to be the GOAT. There's going to be 13 different types of NFTs of varying tiers, ranging from $10 all the way up to $1,500. And they're all going to be 3D renderings of a younger Gretzky in various poses, you know, action poses, hockey poses. Some of the NFTs are going to contain Gretzky's digitized autograph. According to the Wall Street Journal, next month, French luxury label Balenciaga will begin accepting Bitcoin and Ethereum as payment online and in select brick-and-mortar locations. Who else is doing this? Oh, I know you were really curious about luxury brands taking your Bitcoin. Well, if you like Gucci better than Balenciaga, or if you want to go to both, Gucci also accepts cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Litecoin, Dogecoin, and SHIB. And finally, there's a couple things I want you to read today, and I know you're asking, why the hell am I listening to the podcast if you want me to go read things? Because I think that there's some things that don't translate well on podcasts, or the articles are written in such a way that summarizing the articles is going to be the same length as the articles, and so it'll take me 5 to 10 minutes to read the article. And that's the case in these two articles. The first article is, the Fed finds unbanked Americans to be turning to crypto at a higher rate, and they make a statement there that 13% of Americans don't have bank accounts, which I found very surprising, and they're showing trends. And that's why I think you should read it, because generally speaking, numbers and podcasts don't mix, especially if you're doing comparisons. Next one I want you to read is, crypto could use more centralization. And that's a statement by DraftKings CEO. Enjoy those articles. And if you have any questions or comments, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Thank you for tuning in today. And I hope you have a great day. Enjoy the elections tonight. And I'll be back tomorrow to tell you about what I thought of the primaries. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.